Some Philadelphia residents are suing SEPTA to stop service cuts based on civil rights grounds. WHYY's Carmen Russell Sluchansky spoke with one of the plaintiffs and filed this report.
Consumer advocate Lance Haver joined two writers in the lawsuit, which argues SEPTA made up the financial crisis to lobby for more funding from Harrisburg. Haver told WHYY News that SEPTA is using Philadelphia residents as pawns, and the cuts disproportionately impact minority and low-income residents who rely on the city's transit system, while for now mostly sparing regional rail, which is used more often by suburban and often wealthier commuters.
But not a single regional rail stop has been eliminated. Not a single regional rail line has been eliminated. But 3,000 bus stops have been eliminated, and over 30 bus routes have been eliminated, and many bus routes have been shortened. That falls most heavily on the working poor.
SEPTA spokesperson Andrew Bush disputed the charge.
SEPTA conducted a full equity analysis in accordance with all applicable regulations before proposing the plan for service cuts and fare increases. There's been an extensive public process and education campaign surrounding the proposal, along with a series of public hearings that were overseen by an independent examiner.
A judge will hold a hearing to decide whether to halt the cuts while the case moves forward. Carmen Russell-Suchansky, WHYY News.